Unbelievable. I'll
tell
you about it
later.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. It's 9:04 p.m. on a Friday night. It's December 18th, 1 week before Christmas. It's holiday season. I'm Pogo Man. We're in City of Heroes. The time is right. We need some proper music before I keep going. Hold on, before I go any further, we need some proper music. There we go. Thank you, Linus. Play the music. There we go. All right. We're on the Paragon Radio News Satellite, broadcasting live from an altitude of, tonight we're a little bit higher than, a little bit above sea level because there's snow on the ground. There was a nor'easter this week, so we're about 12 feet above sea level. You know the joke. You're on the inside. You know what we're talking about. And this is Paragon Radio. I'm Pokemon. I just said I'm your host. And along with me is my co-host. He is the one, the only. Oh, before I say that, we're on Twitch.tv. So come on down. We're on City of Heroes Homecoming. We're on the Everlasting Server. We're on in front of where are we? We're in front of City Hall in Atlas Park. Come on down. Along with me is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's mad Viking.
I'm going like eventually. I'm going like who? What do you mean? To quote the joke from Tonto, I'm wondering, what do you mean we, Tonto? I mean, Kimosabi? I'm kind of stuck. What happened with me? Was Wednesday during that storm. My computer decided to go, that's it, I'm done.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, you're on, if we're RP, you're somewhere on the satellite, on the Paragon Radio News satellite. He's wandering the catacombs. There are catacombs in the lower decks. I'm on the upper deck. I'm on the main deck of the satellite. He's somewhere. Mad, did you take a wrong turn?
I wish.
Put the hex screen on. Put the hex screen on. He's somewhere. He's lost. Put the hex screen on. I'm just happy this year. My mom was going through some boxes of ornaments I hadn't, because what happened was, like, last year I ordered from Shout Factory TV. Does that sound familiar? I ordered some ornaments. They finally put out an ornament of the Satellite of Love and a gold and red mystery MST3K moon, right? She goes, these are really nice ornaments. You know, since you're not putting your tree up this year, put them on my tree. I'm like, I get to put the Satellite of Love ornament on my mom's tree? So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Satellite of Love Christmas ornament is on my mom's fancy precious moment Christmas tree. Reserved for her precious ornaments, her precious moments ornaments, and fancy schmancy ornaments. There it is, right up front. You can see this. I'll take pictures this weekend. You can see the Satellite of Love and the gold and red replica moons, you know, when the thing spins with the logo on it. I'm like, wow.
Well,
the Satellite of Love made it to her, I'm like, wow, the Satellite of Love made it to her tree.
Well, I can say I'm able to get some internet situation because I'm on my brother's Chromebook. I did find out that Chromebook is not friendly to gamers or DJs. But it seems okay at the moment for podcast people. So I got onto the Twitch TV. I do see you guys. I see you and I see somebody.
Next to me, that is... No, that is Kath? Kate? I know who it really is, but they're in the guise of Kath. Or Kath? Kath? I don't know how to pronounce it. And they are dancing. We were just doing air guitar to the intro. And by the way, we are on Twitch TV. I am facing the screen, so we were doing air guitar. I told them we're on Twitch TV, so she is dancing. Keeping it active. If y'all listening, you want to get your, you want to have your 15 minutes, or actually you want to have your hour and 25 minutes, 20 minutes of fame, come on down to the Everlasting Server on City of Heroes Homecoming. Come on down, join us. Oh, good Lord, hold on a minute. Your hour and 21 minutes of fame. Join us up here. All right, she says, the name is Greek. It's pronounced Keta. Of course it is, because, you know, it just can't be how it's spelled. Okay, Keta is how it's pronounced. It looks like it's spelling-wise, at least like it's a simple thing, but it's pronounced Keta. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Okay.
Yeah, but like I said, it was reviewed by Sovereign Reign. Has been reviewed by Ehrlich on my computer, and we are gathered here today to pay respects to my computer. Now Ehrlich says he's sending me a new computer, and we're hoping that we can save what's on the hard drive of the old computer. As we also take care of that.
I'm trying to see if I have anything I could play here. The best I could do a 10-bell salute for you from, you know, like when wrestlers pass away. I could do a 10-bell salute for you. For your old computer. Stand by for a 10-bell salute, as they do in the world of professional wrestling when a wrestler passes away. A moment of silence, please, for Mad's old computer. Okay. There you go.
Yep. Like I said, I'm hoping we're able to save what's on the hard drive, because they suspect that the cause of death was power supply. So if it's the power supply, then whatever's on the hard drive should be salvageable.
Right. Now, I was going to say... is there anything, like, any parts-wise, anything salvageable?
I'm guessing,
or,
there's stuff.
Like...
My more interest is that all the stuff that I got for the radio station, I'm able to re-get.
Yeah. The data on it is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. So needless to say, I'm not going to have much when it comes to the updates and all that. I can make quick quips. I'm going to see if I can see about hopefully I... Well, we all know one game, odds are.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Monday night we did a show. We did when we don't do on Friday night, we do one over on Champions Online. And news came out. I did want to do it over here, but we didn't get to it. And it's such big news that you got to do it twice. You got to do it over here.
Okay.
Wow. So, all right, somebody just sent me a message. Viking sounds like the guy in Skyrim who wants you to get the claw from Black Falls Barrow.
I need you to get the claw from Black Falls Barrow.
Yes.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I'm going to take that too, because I don't know. All right. But, anyway, what happened was last December 11th, or December 10th, rather, last Thursday was the big Disney Investor Day announcements. Okay. Now, we went over this front Monday night, as you know. It was a not now, now. Hold on. When I say this, this was Disney. They had a 4-hour presentation on Thursday. Okay. Disney basically activated its full Death Star capacities and unveiled much of its upcoming slate of projects coming down the line. The announcements were surely designed to goose Disney's stock price and cover for the damage done by the COVID pandemic, especially to its theme park business, and led with real focus on the importance of Disney Plus to the company. Okay. Now, the service has already racked up 86.8 million subscribers in its first year, and the company is hoping to get 230 to 260 million by 2024. And of the 100 projects that Disney announced, about 80% will debut in the service, and the price of it is going up $1 a month to $7.99 in March, okay? Blame or thank Baby Yoda, but Disney Plus has become the heart of Disney's ambitions. Even though several films will still open in theaters first next year, there's a difference from Warner Media, which has gone all in on its lagging service, HBO Max. Disney is also committing even harder to its big franchises like Star Wars and Marvel, and even a few names from newly acquired Fox, meaning that even if there are a lot of new shows and movies coming out, you've probably heard a little about most of them before. To help understand the onslaught of announcements, I'm going to break them all down in detail. Now, remember I said that Disney did a 4-hour presentation. My news breakdown will probably be maybe half an hour tops. That's what it came down to. So I'm going to take a break. They broke it down into their services. I'm going to take a little break for a water break and check to make sure I don't disappear out of City of Heroes after each section.
Okay. Now, if you are wanting to make a comment, considering the luck we've had the last few times with a certain site that we will not mention, we will say to go to twitch.tv/dawnradio. And Paragon Radio.
Paragon. Yes.
Okay. I'm on computer Paragon. Withdrawal at this moment. Okay.
yes.
And I will be able to see the chat. Paragon Radio. So twitch.tv/Paragon Radio. And I'll be able to look at the chat because no offense to the one that is helping with the broadcasting part, but after the last few times, we are going to avoid the situation that has arisen several times.
Yes. While I am reading this, I will not be accepting any calls. I will not be looking at the chat room. I'll be not looking at either chat room. That being said, God help us. All right. Actually, when I'm done with each section, I will take a quick look to make sure.
Well, Rain, I asked Rain if she wants to join in, so you know that location.
Right. Okay. All right. So first and foremost, the first area they discussed was Hulu. Okay. So thanks to its acquisitions of Fox, Disney has taken over Hulu and turned it into the place for its more adult-focused programming. Okay. As part of that, Hulu's getting more movies of its own, like Palm Springs and Happiest Season. Disney said that Searchlight and 20th Century Studios, the former Fox divisions that tended to produce indie, Oscar-y, and basically just non-franchise movies, these are their words of Vulture, not mine, will start to launch films straight to Hulu, though didn't give any specific details on that plan yet. Further bolstering the service, Hulu's also planning more integration between it and its sports coverage on ESPN+. Okay, in terms of upcoming Hulu projects, Disney teased a few films and shows we've heard about before. The upcoming comedy, Only Murders in the Building, with Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin, which has been filming on the Upper West Side. The Kate McKinnon starring Elizabeth Holmes drama, The Dropout, the Michael Keaton, Peter Sarsgaard, and Rosario Dawson opioid crisis drama, Dope Sick, and David E. Kelly's mystery, Nine Perfect Strangers. starring Nicole Kidman and Melissa McCarthy. Plus, Disney promised that The Handmaid's Tale will return in 2021 for its fourth season and revealed that it has been renewed for a fifth. In a big mysterious coup, Hulu's also gotten the Kardashians to mosey over to its service from E! They'll be making new global content for Hulu with a multi-year deal that will start to premiere in 2021, though we don't know exactly what that will look like. Okay, so that is the Hulu portion of our program. Yeah, somebody just texted me, "Black Kardashians." Hey, it's Hulu, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. You know, if you think about it, for them, though, Kardashians equal money. So what are you going to do? Okay, just checking here. Just checking the chat. So far, so good. Right. Onward. I just need a drink. Sorry about that, guys. This weather here is...
Yeah, we're...
sorry, the weather...
For us in the
havoc.
Northeast tonight, right. I'm expecting like 9 tonight. That's the degrees. 9.
Really? More snow? Yeah. Oh, degrees.
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very...
Degrees.
Wait, snow? Inches? What?
No. No snow till after Christmas.
Oh, 9 degrees. You sorry? I said 9 degrees. Right. So
yeah,
it's very
9.
Cold here too. Okay. Yeah. The snow is done. Okay. So next, they discussed FX networks. Okay. So led by John Landgraf, who coined the term peak TV, whatever that means, FX had built itself into a prestige machine in the pre-Disney era, and looks like it's planning to continue to do so afterward. Though with a lot more production, with plans to do 30 original shows a year. To that end, FX said that new seasons of many of its shows are coming back, including Atlanta and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which it renewed for a grand total of 4 more seasons, making it the longest running live action sitcom ever. And then they said, "Suck it, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet." Then Landgraf teased a bunch of new stuff coming to the FX on Hulu platform. Already known are The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges, Ryan Murphy's anthology series, American Horror Stories, BJ Novak's anthology series, Platform, Taiki Waititi's comedy about Native American teenagers in Oklahoma called Reservation Dogs. Maybe finally, it's long in the works, Why, the Last Man series, and Shogun, a series from Justin Marks and Rachel Kondo, based on James Clavell's novel that Landgraf described as capturing the real-life Game of Thrones of feudal Japan. So yeah, feels like FX is bullish on this one. The big new FX on Hulu announcement, Noah Hawley of Fargo and Legion, is making a TV series based on the Alien franchise with the support of Ridley Scott that will be set not too far in the future here on Earth. Hawley previously discussed his pitch for the idea as focusing on the human drama of the Alien universe. Though good luck topping Scott's bonkers Alien-ish HBO Max series Raised by Wolves. Okay, let me just double check everything. We're moving on to another and yes, in City of Heroes, it is snowing. There are trees lit about, and yes, there are winter lords about. Just in case people did not know about that. Okay, no one has joined us in the blog talk chat. And In the Twitch TV chat, all is fairly silent.
Well, I'm posting as many as I can.
I appreciate that. Okay. And all, okay, now on to one.
Now, Monday we did real good. Monday we did real good with this.
Right, right. Yes, yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's the Friday before Christmas. So a lot of people are out shopping, wrapping gifts, etc. So I figure from this point on, for those people who play Champions Online and want to have some fun Monday, Monday night is the Paragon Dawn Christmas party.
What time is it?
No. Canceled?
Well, if I can't provide the music because my computer is dead.
Oh, that's right. Hey, you guys might be listening to this show instead. Never mind. It might be the Paragon Dawn. Forget that. We might not be listening. We might have a jukebox in the corner at a bar. It just might be a CD bar with a jukebox playing. Never mind. Forget that announcement. Okay, Lucasfilm.
It might still happen, but unless if someone else could do music.
Did anybody besides me catch the season finale to The Mandalorian today? Holy
it was
shit. That all-
it was. Hold on. Mordecai did see it, which Ehrlich quickly said, "No spoilers. No spoilers. No spoilers."
I'm not. No. Oh, that was it. That's all I was going to say was holy shit. That's all. That was it. That was all. That was friggin' awesome. I got to watch it again. But, okay, so everybody loves Baby Yoda. Remember, this came out last Thursday, so this came out a week and a half before today. So they obviously this isn't going to be no spoilers. Jeez. Everybody loves the Baby Yoda and absolutely refuses to start calling him Grogu. If you watch the season, you know what I'm talking about. And so, while it looks like Disney might back off Star Wars projects after the disappointment of Solo a few years ago, it's suddenly all in on the galaxy far, far away all over again. Actually, there is an Easter egg, a cutscene at the end of the finale
Wait, hold on.
I'm not going to give details. It just leads into another series that this doesn't mention. Because I saw that, and I said, oh, that wasn't mentioned last week. That's all I'm going to say. Remember I said there were other projects coming out? And I said, oh, that must be one of the projects they didn't mention. Okay. And that's coming out next winter in 2021. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
That's it. You just have to watch it to find out what it is. But it's really awesome. Okay, so stemming from The Mandalorian, Disney's developing two live-action Disney Plus spin-off series that will operate in the same world and time as its flagship series, Rangers of the New Republic and Ahsoka, starring Rosario Dawson as the Jedi, Ahsoka Tano. Those will also lead up to a crossover event between shows as Disney Marvelizes its Star Wars content. Let's see here. There's a quote. Everything I did, I did for the Rebellion, Andor, an original series set in the Star Wars universe, is streaming in 2022 on #Disney+. You can find it on Twitter. Coming sooner, there's the Rogue One spinoff series Andor, starring Diego Luna and written by Tony Gilroy. What? Which Kathleen Kennedy described as a sort of spy thriller. What?
When you mentioned I did for the Rebellion, I just had a for some reason it popped up. I could see, and here is the answer from the Empire's thing. Everything I do, I did it for Dooku.
All right, so, Okay, so that's in production, ready for this, in London, and as Kennedy revealed, it has added theaters on Fiona Shaw, Denise Goff, and Kyle Soler to its cast, as well as Genevieve O'Reilly as rebel leader Mon Mothma. Oh, okay. Now, this is great. Yeah, we discussed this one, right? Hayden Christensen is going to return as Darth Vader, joining Ewan McGregor and Obi-Wan Kenobi. The original series begins 10 years after the dramatic events of Revenge of the Sith and is coming to hashtag Disney+. Disney previously announced that it found a way to coax Ewan McGregor back into playing Obi-Wan Kenobi for Disney+, but it upped the ante by adding that it had somehow gotten Hayden Christensen to come back from his farm in Ontario to play Darth Vader in the show as well. And for some other takes on the Star Wars galaxy, Lucasfilm also gave a preview of its animated series, The Bad Batch, and said that it's working with anime creators on a series of Star Wars shorts called Visions. There'll also be a Disney Plus droid series called A Droid Story. Lucasfilm has gotten two big TV writers to take a swing at Star Wars as well. Kennedy announced that Dear White People's Justin Simien is making a Lando spinoff series, though didn't mention who might play Lando. Has Donald Glover's deal not closed yet? She also revealed that Russian doll creator Leslie Headland's Star Wars series is called The Acolyte and is a mystery thriller about the emerging dark side set in the High Republic era, a.k.a. we're getting a Coruscant show. On the feature film side, Disney confirmed that Waititi is indeed making his own take on Star Wars and brought out the biggest Star Wars news. Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins is directing her own feature titled Rogue Squadron. Hello? Which will be about
That's
Rebel
me.
Fighter pilots. And recalls the name of the far too difficult to pilot video game series about the squad led by Luke Skywalker and Wedge Antilles. As a reminder, the Lucasfilm just doesn't do Star Wars, though yes, it mostly does Star Wars. Kennedy mentioned three other projects in the works. Warwick Davis is coming back for a Willow Disney Plus series with a pilot from John M. Chu. Tomi Adramy's novel Children of Blood and Bone is being developed by Lucasfilm and 20th Century Studios. The fifth Indiana Jones movie, directed by James Mangold, will come out July 2022. Sorry, not that any announcement about that movie has stuck. So, Mad Viking, that's
yes.
Certainly a lot of Star Wars, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. And when you said a droid's life, I just had an image of C-3PO going, a blaster, you'll shoot your eye out.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, with all this Star Wars stuff coming out, I mean, it's just like
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
I mean, holy oversaturation. I mean, you thought we were getting saturated with all those movies, like the movie every year. And, you know, you go back. And I mean, somebody said that to me. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, if you go online, you can watch the Clone Wars. It's like, yeah. Oh, this is one of the movies, the prequel trilogy. I was like, okay. So they have a kind of animated show that's on like 15 minutes once a week, and these movies that are out once every couple of years, that's not really saturating you with it. So what are you talking about? Well, around the holidays, they show all the movies. Yeah, okay, that's not oversaturating you. Oversaturating you would be like they have a couple of TV series, and they have a movie like once a year. And then they have an animated series on, like weekdays, and they have another one on the weekend. That's oversaturating you. Trust me, they're not oversaturating you yet. What they have planned, that's oversaturating you. Okay, just doing a quick check of the chat rooms before we continue. Yes, trust me, folks. Yeah, as a Star Wars fan, yeah, it looks pretty awesome what they have planned. And I do say I do love me the Mandalorian universe. And if you're up to it and you haven't seen the finale yet, oh my God, you must see it. I'm not giving spoilers away. I just know I want to see it again. Maybe after the show tonight, I'll watch it. Okay. So, wow, this is funny. They give whole sections, like literally like a whole screen for like all these things. And National Geographic is next, right? And they give one paragraph. So here it is, National Geographic. Disney does informational stuff too. Disney does informational stuff too. It's got a featured documentary, Cousteau. Then a bunch of stuff coming to Disney Plus. A new installment of Genius about Martin Luther King Jr. A documentary, Secrets of the Whales, a documentary, A Real Bug's Life, a nature documentary, America the Beautiful, Chris Hemsworth challenging himself to do crazy things with his body in a series called Limitless, and a Darren Aronofsky series with Will Smith about a journey to unlock the secrets of this planet's most extraordinary unexplained phenomena. Maybe they will explain Mother along the way. Okay, that was short, so we're just going to go to the next section. Disney okay. Plus TV series. Various Disney Plus franchises and concepts you've heard of in the past are also becoming Disney Plus series in their own way. As we've heard before, coming in 2021 are A Mighty Duck series, a Turner and Hooch series with Josh Peck, a girls high school basketball series with John Stamos called Big Shot, and The Mysterious Benedict Society with Tony Hale and Kristen Schaal.
And it's you are joined by Pogo Girl, or better known as Springs.
Hello, Springs. Yes, thank you. All that tortured me. Thank you. Okay, I lost where I was. It's Big Name Bets, the previously announced Beauty and the Beast, Luke Evans and Josh Gad, the newly revealed version of Swiss Family Robinson from Outlander's Ron Moore and Crazy Rich Asians' John M. Chu, and its previously announced TV adaptation of the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series that is really trying to make up for the sins of the film franchise. Okay. Then we have Disney Films itself. From Disney Films, it says, get excited for Disney Plus movies that are by and large, as usual, somewhat familiar. Disney confirmed that it is indeed making a Hocus Pocus sequel directed by Adam Shankman and the Zac Efron Three Men and a Baby remake, following up its film Safety about football star Ray Rathaby. It also announced three new sports movies based on the lives of Chris Paul, and Keenan Lowe. Okay, we'll go with that. Sorry about that. I butchered that second name. They said they have no idea what to make of the above movie, Flora and Ulysses, which seems wild. Okay, it says here, a cynical young comic book fan and her superpowered squirrel sidekick team up in Flora and Ulysses, an original movie streaming February 9th. Sounds almost like Squirrel Girl. But anyway, okay, there's also Blackish creator Kenya Barris' updated version of Cheaper by the Dozen, which was previously announced, but Disney revealed it will star Gabrielle Union. Disney is also making an animated Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie, defrosting the Ice Age franchise for a movie called The Ice Age, Adventures of Buck Wild, and making an animated Night at the Museum film. All this, yes, will be on Disney Plus. Okay, and here's something from Twitter. Chip and Dale are back in a hybrid live-action animated feature directed by Akiva Schaffer and starring John Mulaney and Andy Samberg. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, an original movie, is coming to at Disney Plus. And some of the more exciting projects coming to Disney. Okay, as we just said in that Twitter announcement, John Mulaney and Andy Samberg, of all people, are playing Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers in a movie directed by Akiva Schaffer. Robert Zemeckis' Pinocchio with Tom Hanks is coming to the service. David Lowery's Peter Pan and Wendy with Yara Shahidi as Tinkerbell is going to Disney Plus. And so is the Amy Adams sequel, Disenchanted. Finally! Oh, yes, me and Shortbus had fun with this one. Whoopi Goldberg is coming back to go streaming with Sister Act 3. Because Sister Act 2 left us wanting Sister Act 3 so much. and actually, coming to theaters, yes, there's a movie coming to theaters. Jungle Cruise is now set for July 2021. Barry Jenkins' live action, oh, come on, it's all CGI, Lion King prequel, which Disney revealed will have music from Hans Zimmer, Pharrell, and Succession's Nicholas Britell, and the actually live-action Little Mermaid. Okay, let me just check here that I have to do my thing here. Hold on, let me just refresh my emotes here so I don't blink out of the game. I'm just checking chats, making sure nobody popped in. I don't want to not... Ah, George Mosley, hello, hello. Okay, we do have somebody joining us.
And we have three people on Twitch, so at least watching. Another in the
yes,
chat,
hello.
At least we can see.
Yep, yep, hello.
Oh, there he
okay,
is.
Thank you for joining us. Yep, I see him. Yep, hello. Okay, thank you everybody for joining us. Yep, we're about halfway through the show. I don't know how far into this we are. For those people just joining us, we are recapping the Disney Investor Day announcements. I need a drink because, man, it was a 4-hour presentation. I'm just trying to sum up for you guys. All right, so from Disney Animation now. So Disney's next big princess-esque film is going to be called Raya and the Last Dragon. Go ahead, sing it. I'm still picturing Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, the theme song. The main song from that when I hear the title. I wonder if Raya will have the glow. Oh God, yeah. Go ahead, do all your Last Dragon movie. Yeah, do all your Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon jokes. Go ahead. It's gonna star Kelly Marie Tran and Awkwafina. Just the spelling of her name, Awkwafina.
Awkwafina.
Will
yeah.
be out. What? It's Awkwafina, but the way she spells it, Awkwafina. Will be out on March 5th, 2021. Both in theaters and for an added price on Disney Plus, what the company is calling Premier Access. Meanwhile, the animation department is churning out Disney Plus animated series based on some of its films. Disney announced plans for shows called Baymax, as in the character from Big Hero 6, Zootopia Plus, and Tiana, as in The Princess and the Frog, and Moana. Branching out from those more well-known names, Disney is also collaborating with the African entertainment company Kugali to create a Disney Plus science fiction series called The Waju that's set in a futuristic version of Lagos and will premiere in 2022. On the film side, Disney gave more details about Lin-Manuel Miranda's new Disney animated project, Encanto, about a magical family in Colombia that lives in a magical home. Zootopia's Byron Howard and Jared Bush are co-writing and co-directing it with Charisse Castro-Smith. After that, it was Pixar's turn. And Pixar is continuing to make a bunch of shorts that will appear on Disney Plus and has announced its own Disney Plus franchise spinoffs. And Doug Days, about the dog from Up trying to make his way in suburbia, coming fall 2021, and a car series about Lightning McQueen and Mater driving around the country coming fall 2022. It also revealed a new original series, Win or Lose, that tells the story of a middle school softball team in the lead up to a big championship game, with each episode from the perspective of a different character. And that'll come out in the fall of 2023. After Soul comes out on Disney Plus this Christmas, Pixar... What was that?
Okay, there we go.
What was that?
Had a little buffering. Had a little buffering on the Twitch.
After the movie Soul comes out on Disney Plus this Christmas, Pixar's next feature is the film Luca, about two best friends growing up in Italy. Are peaches involved? That's coming to theaters. It's coming to theaters in June 2021. Then it has handed Domi Shi, creator of the great unsettling short Bao, her own feature, Turning Red, about a teenager named Mei who turns into a giant red panda when she gets too excited. That'll be in theaters on March 11th, 2022. Baffling news from Pixar revealed that it's making a movie called Lightyear, which it is called the definitive story of the original Buzz Lightyear. It's coming out on June 17th, 2022, and will star Chris Evans as Buzz Lightyear. And just to be clear, he not so helpfully explained on Twitter, this isn't Buzz Lightyear the toy. This is the origin story of the human Buzz Lightyear that the toy is based on. Have we no respect for the animated sci-fi cartoon Buzz Lightyear Star Command in this corporation? I ask you, what happened? Wasn't there a cartoon? What's going on here? What happened? Huh? What a few. Honestly. Oh, George Moses, when we were talking about The Last Dragon. Show enough!
Am I the baddest? Show enough! Am I the prettiest? Show enough!
Oh, I love that movie. Oh, that movie is so good. Guys, if you say cheesy, yes, but it works that way, and that's why it works on so many levels. If you have enough cheese, if you have enough cheesiness in a cheesy movie, it works on so many. If you don't have enough cheese, if you have just a little cheese, it doesn't work. That's why you have to have a lot of cheese. Once you reach a certain level of cheese, then the movie works. Trust me. Look at Flash Gordon. It was so bad. It was so good. Well, why you ask? Queen did the entire soundtrack. That's why. Trust me. When I was a kid, my dad bought the album. The album. Okay? We would, for like 2 months or so, we listened to the entire soundtrack every night. My mom flipped out to the point she just walked into the bedroom. We begged to listen to this thing after dinner. Okay. Back to Yeah, I think it's just like one more presentation they did, and I don't know if you guys want to hear about it. It's from Marvel Studios. Let me take a swig of my drink here, and then we'll get to that. Okay, for those of you asleep, because you've been at this a while. Wake up! It's Marvel Studio time! This is one you've been waiting for. Wake up! I love how they did this presentation, because this is the exact order they did it in. It's like, huh? Oh, is this the one we've been waiting for? It's like, you know, everybody's like, wake me up when they get to Marvel Studio. Oh, is this the Marvel? Yes, this is the one you've been waiting for. We did this on purpose. All right. Wake up now. This is the one. All right. And Disney saved its biggest or at least most money-making collection of franchises for last. Kevin Feige, Kevin F., whatever you want to call him, came out to unveil, first of all, a new trailer for the Disney Plus series WandaVision, which really seems like an excuse to let Catherine Hahn do sitcom humor. Good for her. I guess if you click on the link, it's underlined, so I guess you click on that, this new trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what happens. I'll right-click on it and see what happens here. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, son of a gun. Yep, it's a new trailer. I'll post the link for that later. Okay, he also brought out the trailer for The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which originally going to be the first Disney Plus Marvel series before COVID delays, but will now come out in March. Feige called it a feature film split up into 6 episodes, seemingly just to annoy TV critics. Good for him. Don't forget, though, January 15th, WandaVision comes out. Okay, he also brought out, okay, we said that one. Also on the Disney Plus Marvel machine, Loki, the first footage of which Faze brought out, promising that it's sort of a crime caper, something that also confuses Loki himself. Loki will be out in May and then later in the summer of 2021. I don't know.
And I see Marvel's a Deetra.
Hello, Deetra. Marvel's also putting out an animated series. Now, we've discussed this many, many times before. What If? It sadly isn't about Renee Zellweger doing Indecent Proposal, but it is about reimagining alternate realities for Marvel characters, like, what if there was a Captain Britain? I don't know why they chose that one. Am I missing something there? On the film side of things, Marvel is sticking to the theatrical business. Black Widow will still come out in theaters, but now it's coming out May 7th of 2021. Then Marvel revealed that it has wrapped production up on its filming of Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings, starring Kim's Conveniences, Simu Liu as a Chinese American hero. And that's going to be out on July 9th, 2021. After that, there's Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. And that's going to come out March 25th, 2022, which will tie in with WandaVision. And the next multiverse-stuffed Spider-Man, and, as Disney revealed, will also star Xochitl Gomez as the character America Chavez. And in a Twitter, whatever you call it, Ms. Marvel, a newer character to Marvel Comics, has grabbed the world's imagination, and we are excited to announce Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan. Ms. Marvel, an original series from Marvel Studios, is coming late 2021 to #DisneyPlus. Okay. To blur the line between movies and TV, Disney also demonstrated that its Marvel TV shows are going to tie in closely with its movies. For instance, there's its Ms. Marvel Disney Plus series. starring Ayman Vellani as Kamala Khan, a Pakistani-American teen in New Jersey. Like many of the characters introduced in Marvel TV shows, she'll eventually join up with the movies, appearing in Mia DeCosta.
I just want to point out, Dietra's asking, am I supposed to hear something in the thing? And I raised up the volume, and we have video, but we don't have audio.
From where?
On Twitch.
Uh-oh. Really?
On Twitch. Yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, now we don't have. Oh, you're kidding me.
We got video.
I think the stream is. How is it now? I think now it's. Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's how I knew that Springs is there and Dietra's there. Okay, now we have audio.
It was muted. The fucking thing was muted. Are you kidding me? This whole time, are you kidding me?
But I only hear me. I don't hear you. So you have yourself muted.
So this whole time, I was muted for the last half hour, 40 minutes.
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, I'll trade problems.
Folks.
I'll trade problems.
Yeah. Sorry, folks. Oh, my God. All right. So we're on. All right. So the blur of the lines between movies and TV. All right, folks, for those who want to know, hang on. What I was talking about.
Those are coming up.
Well, no. I'm just going to post the link to the episode.
All right. But since they can hear me, I'll explain. Basically, you notice I'm not on the game because my computer died. Now, we've been having successful Twitch TVs in which, the audio does go through. But for some reason tonight, we did. But you hear me. That's good.
I got it. Okay. Here. All right. For those of you who couldn't hear a damn thing I said this whole time, here.
All right.
Just follow that link. If you listen to the replay, follow that link. I just posted.
And
good work.
And I think the screen just frozen. And I got a nice picture shot.
It fixed itself. It should have fixed itself. I just did something. It should have.
All right, we'll just turn off the latency factor. That will do
okay.
It.
Appearing in Nia DaCosta's Captain Marvel 2, that's going to be out November 22nd of next year. Okay, then there's Hawkeye, the Disney Plus series starring Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye and, as Disney finally confirmed, Haley Steinfeld as fellow archer Kate Bishop. And it was reported that Tatiana Maslany is playing She-Hulk. And then Maslany denied that she is playing She-Hulk. Well, Disney finally confirmed that, yes, Maslany is actually playing She-Hulk, a.k.a. lawyer Jennifer Walters. Mark Ruffalo, He-Hulk, is also showing up in her series, as is Tim Roth as the Abomination from one of Edward Norton's Incredible Hulk movie. Marvel also mentioned, but kept things vague, about its plans for a Moon Knight series. Oscar Isaac has been attached, though his name wasn't mentioned in the presentation. A secret invasion series that would reunite Captain Marvel's Samuel L. Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn in the Ironheart series about inventor Riri Williams, starring Dominic Thorne, and Don Cheadle's return to playing War Machine in a series called Armor Wars about Tony Stark's tech falling into the wrong hands. And to keep things goofy, why not? James Gunn is also filming. Are you ready for this one? a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special for Disney Plus. On the set of that next film, while Disney Plus is also making an I Am Groot series of shorts. Now, of course, the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special is for next year, not this year. Then, in terms of new things about big upcoming films, Marvel confirmed that Christian Bale is joining the next Thor and revealed that he's playing a villain named Gore the God Butcher. It also confirmed...
Okay, Twitch, no sound from video.
Is starring in a Blade film. What was that?
Twitch, no sound, frozen what? Video. Twitch, no sound, frozen video.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I got the sound on. I can't do anything.
I know.
Frozen video. Okay, there's nothing I could do. Okay, no sound, frozen video.
Once again, having technical difficulties.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to put the video on. There's the thing. Okay. It says you want to put video on. Yes, that would be fucking nice. The volume is on. The video is on. I have the video on. I have all video and things on my end.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Bobo says he has all the video on his side, but for some reason. It just wants to argue with him on the other side, but we still have the Blog Talk chat and
right. All right. How about this one? Can I finish? There's like one sentence left, and then I'm done with this.
Okay.
This
all right.
Long ass article. Okay. It also confirms that Mahershala Ali is starring in a Blade film, and revealed that Peyton Reed will come back for the next Ant-Man film, dubbed Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which will bring starring Catherine Newton as Cassie Lang and Jonathan Majors as Kang the Conqueror into the whole universe. I'm sorry, one more paragraph. Finally, Marvel confirmed that it will not recast Chadwick Boseman's character T'Challa after his death this year, but that it will still be making a Black Panther 2 that will explore the world of Wakanda. In a hint of the possibilities for Marvel after the Disney-Fox deal, Kevin Feige announced that Spider-Man director John Watts will direct a new Fantastic Four movie. That franchise had long been the property of Fox, which made many attempts to turn it into its own superhero franchise, which did not work. But now, it seems the characters could become part of the whole MCU. Could the X-Men be next? Maybe. But really, for now, isn't all this enough? And there you go. That is the Disney Investor Day presentation.
Okay. Okay. So hopefully everyone's listening on the Blog Talk while now we get to curse at Twitch TV. Opportunity.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, because I don't know what's going on with Twitch now because everything was set up properly. And then. Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on here. Webcam should be good.
I was like, to give you an idea, the picture that I have, I see Springs, I see Pogo Man, and I see Deetra in the famous Deetra dance with the comment, but
right,
I can't hear Pogo.
That's what I see. And we're all frozen now.
Yep. It's a beautiful picture, I will say that, you know. Kind of reminds me of the Boulevard of Broken Dreams bit, you know. hopefully we'll get some video real soon. it just reminds me, Pogo, when you said everyone used to come for the show just to see what technical problems you would have.
Well, yes. Okay, so I don't know why... I don't know what's going on here.
I do see now two of your top rows.
What?
Your health bar and There's two of them.
I mean, I could end the stream and then start it up again, see what happens. Since we're
all
frozen.
Right, guys,
I mean, because it's frozen, nothing's gonna happen.
Right.
I could try that with.
They
it.
Can hear me.
Right, let's
that's
try
no
that.
Problem. All right, we're gonna restart.
No. Well, this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna end the Twitch stream, not the Blog Talk stream.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. All right, let me try the video stream. Hang on, guys.
Okay. Hopefully we'll get something. Yes. While he's doing that, I will say something on my end to keep the noise going. Next week with Dawn Radio, big changes about to happen. I will start paying attention.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I heard an okay. We have a refresh. Maybe, possibly.
Okay.
Okay, it's offline.
Going live.
Okay.
All right. So I just hit go live.
Go live. We have live.
I hit go live.
Yes, I see live, and I see that same picture.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Oh wait, no, there you are. There you are. We're moving.
We're moving.
We have movement.
All right.
You have movement. Now let's listen for audio.
Hello? Hello? Can people
hear
us? They hear
me.
The
they don't hear you.
Can they hear me now? Can they hear me now? Do we have confirmation they can hear me? I'm playing air guitar just so they can see if I'm moving.
Okay, well, I'm having a little buffing. And I don't mean Vampire Slayer.
George Mosey says they hear me. Dietrich, can Dietrich hear me?
Oh, yeah, we're looking for Dietrich to be heard. I mean, Dietrich, for Pogo to be heard.
Well, waiting for somebody to say they can hear me.
Yeah, waiting to hear if anyone can hear the Pogo. And we're still buffering.
Can anybody hear me in TV?
We're buffering. Is there like high winds happening in your area? That may be a factor.
It's I do not know what the weather is. I know it's very maybe because it was very cold out today.
Yeah, no hear Pogo and buffering. So the video is buffering. They hear me clear as day.
why are they not hearing me? My sound is on. But my sound is on, though. I don't get that. My sound is on.
I don't get it myself, man. All I know is what we're seeing here. Okay, but like I said, if you remember, you're also listening on the Blog Talk Radio. As I hear technical difficulty strikes again. The good news is it looks like maybe ending in a peaceful night, which is a good thing. Can't hear anything in Twitch. Oh, because he's
yeah,
totally
that's what
gone.
I don't get. Yeah, this is what I don't get, though. I don't understand why they're not hearing me.
Okay, you're off.
Who's totally gone?
You're totally gone. It just says offline
off?
Now. You are on the Twitch.
Where am I gone?
I don't know, but
I'm right here.
Try a reset again. I don't know.
hold on. How can I be off the Twitch if I'm right there?
Yeah, live and it's total black screen. Like I said, we were doing good on Monday. Maybe it's a Monday Friday thing. I don't know.
Now it's a black screen, they're saying?
Yeah, black screen. But anyway, like I said, okay, he's turned it off. I see that.
Hold on a minute.
Okay, he's going back live.
I see a full. I see a screen now. I'm looking at the streaming screen, and I see that it's a screen. I don't see a black screen.
And I'm going to refresh my screen just in case. The fact that I'm not the only one saying it. All right, let's see. Bit by bit, slowly but surely. Okay, hold on. We're getting somewhere.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
We have...
No, I'm checking.
We have buffering.
Stuff.
We
what?
Have buffering.
What?
All right, I see Dietra, I see Springs, I see you. Don't move your character.
Can you hear me? Wait. Hold on. Can they hear me now? I think
they
I figured it out. Can
hear
they hear
you.
Me now?
They still cannot hear you.
Well, I think they can hear me now because now I see No.
Yes,
I bet
now
they
can hear you.
Microphone.
We got it.
That's what. Okay. I had to switch microphone settings.
Okay.
All right, I had to switch from microphone 1 to microphone 2 USBs for some reason.
Okay, so we are all heard. We're back. Yay.
Well, all right. For those people who want to know what the hell I just said, there. If you're going to go to this week's Log Talk Radio show and just listen. Basically, what I just did was... Disney did a Investor Day report on the 10th or the 11th, and it was a four-hour report they did. I just summed up for the last hour, less than an hour, and that's what you guys heard. So, but would have heard. All right, so now we know what to do. Now we've got everything straightened out for the new year.
And you're
boy,
buffering.
Isn't that great? We did that for the holiday show.
Yep. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna chalk it up to the weather situation that could be giving you some fits. Because we were good on Monday.
Yeah, Monday we were fine.
So I'm gonna chalk it up to
the
weather.
It's gotta be the weather out there. The weather out there
yeah.
is nasty as all anything.
So yeah, I'm gonna chalk it up to that. And you're offline.
So,
and you're back online. You're off.
Oh God,
you're on.
Okay,
you're off. You're on.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, if I can find it, I am going to do Friday update number 421. You might as well not just tell me I'm off and I'm on. I can't do anything else about it.
I checked
the settings. I updated everything. There's nothing else I could do now. I updated everything. We know what's working, what's not working. Okay? So with that,
right.
If I do that, you take a drink. All right, this is update
right.
number 421 from Golden Girl.
Right.
She said this. They said it's posted 9:23. This was posted at 8:23 because that's when I checked, and that's when she posted it. Because she didn't post it earlier than that. Trust me on this one. Okay, here we go. So this week... we've been doing more work on Happy holidays, everybody.
Out of the gate, huh?
This week we've been doing more work on eliminate the tradition. It should be on eliminating the traditional RPG looting system in favor of something that's much better suited to storytelling. There you go.
Eat lemonade.
It should be eliminating. Eliminate. And looting is such a fundamental part of the traditional RPG design template. This obviously means a major departure from that template, along with the associated knock-on effects that will have on other systems, which are normally tied into the looting system, such as crafting, and the whole concept of a game economy in general. But as we've mentioned earlier, the idea of a generic game economy isn't a priority for any genuine story-driven game, especially one that's set in the comic book genre, where the focus is correctly placed entirely on action and adventure, not on buying and selling items. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains Team. There you go, guys. She gave you all a gift. The gift. Drink away! Trying to do Jingle Bells, but there you go. I was trying to do Jingle Bells, but you know, there's only so much you could do with this. There you go.
Sounds better than it did Monday, I will say that. All right, so I was saying it sounded better than it did Monday. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Because, like I said, I'm on a Chromebook, so it's like... And I found out Chromebook are not good for gamers. They are not. Period.
No. From what you've told me, it's not.
Yeah. They're good if you want to check your news, maybe watch the YouTube, but that's it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But at least I'm able to see friendly faces. Well, bodies, because you don't have a close-up on faces, of Springs and Deetra and you. I was hoping I would see Rain. But, Now, by tradition, we are going to be off for the next 2 weeks.
That is correct.
All right, so yes, this is the last of 2020. So
that's
everyone
right.
Join me in the traditioning of the end of 2020. Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey. Good time. Well, hold on.
Hold on, what?
With that, it's going to be New Year's Eve. I was going to say, well, it's going to be New Year's Eve. So with that, we should do the traditional singing of the New Year's Eve song. As
all right.
The ball drops, we should sing that traditional song, Auld Lang Syne.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Auld Lang Syne.
There you go.
Look, that's all you. Look, when it comes to that song, there's only 3 words you need to know. You don't know the rest of the words. No one cares what the rest of the words mean. That's,
but I will say, going back to Star Wars, 2020 did claim another person.
I was just about to read that article.
There you go.
It claims one more, sadly. Ladies and gentlemen, sadly. And it sucks, especially if you watch last night's episode of The Mandalorian. Ladies and gentlemen, right before, if you watch today's episode, technically today's episode, yesterday, Jeremy Bullock, a.k.a. the original Boba Fett, has passed away. The Star Wars universe has lost another legend. Just a few weeks after the passing of David Prowse, the original Darth Vader, word has emerged that Jeremy Bullock has passed away as well. Bullock portrayed the popular bounty hunter, Boba Fett, in both The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. He was 75 years old and also had an acting career that spanned decades. Bullock's successor as Boba Fett, Daniel Logan, shared the news on his Instagram account, Young Boba Fett, in Attack of the Clones, and grew close to Bullock on the convention circuit. He says on Instagram, it brings me to tears to announce Jeremy Bullock has passed away. RIP legend, I'll never forget all you taught me. I'll love you forever. Conventions won't be the same without you. May the force be with you always. Bullock's first acting roles came in the late 50s and early 60s. He also appeared in several British TV series, including Doctor Who, The Professionals, and Robin of Sherwood. However, his credits were not limited to television. Bullock also appeared in 3 James Bond movies, The Spy Who Loved Me, For Your Eyes Only, and Octopussy. His other cinematic credits include The Idol, Mary, Queen of Scots, and Comic Book, the movie. Regardless, Bullock was best known for his iconic role in the original Star Wars trilogy. He also returned for a small cameo in Revenge of the Sith. During his later years, Bullock was a frequent guest at Comic-Cons around the world. He also wrote a memoir, which was called Flying Solo, Tales of a Bounty Hunter.
So, yeah, the Sarlacc of 2020 finally got Boba Fett.
I guess so.
And somewhere in the animated series, the Joker is grabbing Death by his cowl going, remember, Mark Hamill is still off the list. So, yep, with 7 minutes to go, a tumultuous year, ready to go away.
Okay, so I have more than Mandalorian news. I'm going to read the article. It has a major spoiler. We're not going to tell you how the Mandalorian season finale ended in this article, but there was a big announcement afterwards. The only thing spoiled here will be that one of the characters definitely did not die, and he's getting a spinoff. By process level elimination, it may be possible to guess already, but turn away now if you don't want to know. Okay, it's... Surely unsurprising, after post-credit scene, focusing on... fade to black, and then back on screen, announced... it's coming in December 2021. Now, is this a movie? A Disney Plus series? Maybe even the top secret Taika Waititi movie that Disney recently announced? At this time, all we know is the title. But we can presume Fennec Shand, now in his debt for saving her life, will also be involved. Spinoffs have been tried by Lucasfilm a few times, but have never quite made it to production. When Lucasfilm first announced a live-action TV series on George Lucas, should have been part. That one never happened because technology and budget never quite worked out. Then, when Star Wars spin-off movies like were first announced, Josh Trank intended to make a centric film. That didn't happen after Trank's difficulties with Fantastic Four became public. At that time, Michael Fassbender was one name rumored to play. But now, Lucasfilm has live action that everyone seems on board with. And while we won't spoil that scene, it leaves the character in a prime position for a new story. Ha ha ha! I didn't spoil nothing! How'd you like that? You guys are like, what the fuck is he doing? I didn't spoil shit!
Okay, I'll give it 9.5. I'll give that a 9.5. Creativity.
He's like, what the fuck? Just 9.5 for not saying the name.
Well, I couldn't give you a perfect attempt. One of those whistles kind of browser encountered an error. What?
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, gave an error? Did it?
Yeah.
I'm
Lucas
like, how dare
found
you not
out.
Give me a 10? I do that perfectly.
George Lucas found out.
Oh no. It wasn't my article. But seriously,
it doesn't.
If you guys are
the mouse is after you.
How dare you ruin the news? It wasn't my article though. But seriously, if you guys are up to date on The Mandalorian, you have to watch this episode. I woke up in the middle of the night. Actually, I was up late. I had to do I was doing some voice work for Domination. And are you ready for this one? I couldn't find the damn, it took me 2 hours to find the damn file on my computer. And afterwards, I went, shit, I got to set the show for tonight, right? And afterwards, it was like 3:30 in the morning. I went, oh, The Mandalorian season finale. I watched it, but I was so tired. I'm like, I got to watch this again when the things happen at the end. I'm like, holy shit. It was a really cool cameo at the end. I'm like, oh my God, that was awesome. I had to watch again. Not the spoiler I was just covering up. It was another one. I'm like, oh my God, that was awesome. I got to watch again. But I'm like, I got to get some sleep. Because for some reason, when bad weather hits, like really weird, like in the summer when extreme heat hits, or in the winter when extreme cold hits, like in Northeastern, my bad headaches kick in. And the last few nights, I haven't slept. So, that's what's been going on with me. So, I was up till like 4:30, 4:45, maybe 5 in the morning watching it. So,
well, you got 2 minutes left.
But it delivered the finale, the season finale. It delivered. It absolutely delivered.
All right, so I guess it's time to wrap up the last show of 2020.
Yeah, 2020. And we were here delivering the news for you guys the best we could. Technical difficulties aside.
But the good news is, on Blog Talk Radio, we did not have any naughty hecklers. So thank you, Dietra. Thank you, George Mosley, to you. Just well,
yeah.
Two, and in the chat, and thank you in Twitch TV, who was able to fight it off all the way through with all the things that were going on. Oh, we got people. Commander Root, FTO Payer, George Mosley 12, have this too, myself.
And thank you, Springs, for being a wonderful sidekick this year. And here's looking for you being my sidekick again next year. Hold on, let me check the calendar while everybody's still here. So it looks like we're going to be back January 8th, if we keep doing this on a Friday. January 8th will be our first show back.
Mm-hmm. Well, give a wave, because I'm waving at you guys.
Okay, everybody. Start waving. Give a wave, and let's do whatever emotes we want to do, because it is 10:30.
Which means Blog Talk probably ended.
Why isn't it? Let me know. No, because I have it set for 2 hours. Remember, because
we
have technical difficulties. And
FYI, 2020 is just a tutorial zone. A friend of mine has a better one. He goes,
you
do not yell Happy New Year's when it turns 2021.
What do you yell?
When the ball drops down, you yell Jumanji and get out of this game.
Yeah. That's funny. I was going to say, thank you, everybody, sticking together in this 2020, because we had to. Oh, my God, we really needed to stick together in this year of the pandemic. And as always, I'm going to say this one, because the holidays are here. We're not going to see you guys till January 8th. And, you know, with HBO Max, Wonder Woman's coming out. If you have HBO Max, coming out in December. I know I saw a few episodes of the last season of Jessica Jones to watch. I have a season and a half of The Runaways to still watch to catch up on before the shows come out in January. But we'll be back before then. So I'm going to say this one. A ton of comic books to catch up on. I know I have to start catching them by reading. So I'm going to say this one, everybody. Read those comic books. Watch those superhero TV shows and movies. Have a happy and a safe holidays. Have a happy new year. And we'll see you guys in 2021. Oh, thank you, Dieter. Merry Christmas to you, too. And, man, thank you very much for being my co-host. I couldn't have done this without you. I couldn't have gotten
you almost did tonight. You almost did tonight.
Well, tonight, I meant the year. I meant the whole year, because there were times I was like, I'm not doing it. And then you would get on. Are you ready? Are you ready? Did you set up the show? Like, all right, I'm setting it up. So, and thank you for helping, you know, again, I'm going to say helping definitely with the extralife.org charity gaming marathon. We raised $1,000. We did that for the first time.
That one from COA.
And that was a huge plus this year. Yeah, nobody from COH donated. Although somebody says that they might donate before the year's out, I don't know if they're going to do that.
Okay, we'll give them the chance.
So,
we'll give them the chance.
We'll see what happens.
They still
have time.
Remember,
if you want to donate from... Right, they still have 2 weeks. They still have 2 weeks from tonight. They still have 2 weeks to donate. We'll see what happens. Okay, so with that, though, everybody, have a good night. Next week is Christmas. You have, like, 6 days to get everything ready for the holidays. Have a happy and a merry and a safe one, and we will see you in 2021, and hopefully we'll put 2020 behind us and things will get better. I don't want to say things can get worse, because that's just opening the door to go, challenge accepted. So, you know, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say things can get worse. You know, I don't want to say things couldn't get any worse, but, you know, it was a rough year. And we all, you know, stood by each other. Well, for the most part. People know what's going on with my family situation, know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get into details. But anyway, you know, just, you know, when things are rough, stand by your family and your friends, and you'll pull through. And that's what family and friends are for. And with that, everybody, that's it. Do you have anything you want to say in closing? I don't mean the usual close. Do you have anything you want to say to everybody?
Well, one, I hope everyone has a happy new year. Yeah, can you hear me?
Anything you want to throw in?
Can
what
you hear
that?
Me?
Yeah,
can
I
hear
can
me?
Hear you. Do you have anything you want
okay.
to throw in there? Anything you'd love
All
to
right.
say to everybody?
One, I hope everyone has a happy
yes,
new year.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Besides that,
two, for those who listen to Dawn Radio, next week, big changes. Stay tuned. And then after that...
Yeah, can you discuss that? Can you tell us? Or just stay tuned?
Stay tuned. You will find out Wednesday mm-hmm. night, Thursday. I will
tuned.
Say that. And finally...
This coming Wednesday night, Thursday?
Yes. It'll
coming,
be a
wait,
Christmas
coming,
Eve
oh.
gift.
Oh, okay. Shit.
So
okay.
Metal Day brings it in.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll be busy wrapping gifts, because half my gifts are coming in according to Amazon. I'll be busy gift wrapping to Metal Day.
And all that's left to say is good night, 2020, wherever you are. Say good night, Gracie.
That's right. Good night, Gracie. Good night, 2020. Don't bother me ever again. Good night, everybody. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And we'll see you on the other side. Everybody, go home. You don't got to go home. You just got to get out of here.
Closing
Till next time.
Time.
This is Paragon Radio signing off till 2021. Thank you all for tuning in. We love you all. You guys rock. See you next year. And this is ending the stream. Until next year. Paragon Radio going back into high orbit. Okay, that just ended the Twitch TV stream. The Blog Talk stream is still on. Where is it? Okay, we are now ending the Blog Talk stream for 2020. Until next year, goodbye, everybody. Thank you all. And we're looking for a better way to produce the show next year with Switch TV, too. Goodbye.